mention on Baltimore and playing Sunday at 1 o'clock. It was the team we had a great battle with earlier in the year, real close game. It came down to the last possession, and a lot of respect for the Ravens from top to bottom. Steve and Ozzy, John, their staff, their players. They had a tremendous year last year, went to the conference championship game, and they're back at it again. It's good to be in the playoffs. We look forward to competing in this, for the AFC championship, this bracket here, and we're looking forward to Sunday's game against Baltimore. I think that we'll, watch the film from today, kind of turn the page on that, and now we just head for the Ravens.
Your defense has made considerable strides in recent games, and then yesterday, I believe you gave up the second most yards of the season of any game. How much of a concern is that for you now?
Well, every time we go out, we want to play well, but right now our focus and concern is on the Ravens.
Bill, how concerned are you about the pass defense?
We want to do the best we can in every phase of the game, offense, defense, special teams, kicking the ball, covering them, returning them, running the ball, stopping the run, playing both sides of the passing game and all that. So, we want to try to do as good a job as we can in everything. And this week, the matchup against Baltimore, we'll get challenged on every front on that. So, we're going to have to work hard. We know it's a big challenge, and we'll do our best we can to meet the best that we can to meet it this week.
Joe, what's the most important thing for a rookie to know at this time of year when it comes to the level of football, the difference between regular season football and postseason football?
I think just everything's at a little bit higher competitive level, just like it is going from passing camp to training camp and preseason games to the regular season. It's just another jump up in competition. There's all the teams that are playing now are good. No matter who you play, they're a good team or they wouldn't be here. And you have to understand how good everybody is, and it's a one-game season.
So, can you talk about the way Julian Edelman has kind of developed this year, and he might be a big part of things going forward?
Julian's made a lot of progress from where he started at the beginning of the year back in the spring after we drafted him. A year ago at this time, he'd never played receiver, college quarterback, and he's come in and made a good adjustment at that position, and he's worked hard. Return game, and he's really picked up
a lot offensively at the receiver position, considering where he started from.
Bill, what's the latest you can share with us on Wes Welker in light of the reports that he tore a couple of ligaments in his left knee? What's the latest update you've got?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that question. Could you repeat it, please?
Sure. A couple of reports that Wes had torn some ligaments. What's the latest update you have on the condition of his left knee that you can share with us?
Well, I don't really have any update on it. I know he's being examined this morning.
Bill, two games this year against the Jets and against the Falcons, you didn't have Welker. How much does it change the offense? Obviously, you don't want to overload somebody's responsibility. How much do you change your offense if a guy like Welker isn't in there to adjust to your new personnel?
Well, we haven't made the game plan yet for the Ravens. We're just kind of getting started on them after coming back last night and watching the film here. So what we decide to do this week offensively, we haven't even determined yet. So that'll be part of the discussions that we have in the next couple of days about how we can best deal with Baltimore's defensive system and players, and what we can do on our side of it to attack them in the most efficient way. So we really haven't done any of that yet.
So what was it like just from a personal aspect? I know you think pretty highly of Wes, just to see obviously the way he reacted and just to see him go down. What was your reaction to that?
I felt badly for him. He's had a great year, and it's unfortunate to see any player have an injury. But Wes is a great competitor, and I'm sure that whatever it is, he'll work hard as he always does to bounce back.
What questions, guys?
Bill, if I could ask you just about the run defense. Obviously, Baltimore has a very strong running game, and yesterday, you know, the Texans ran pretty well. Do you feel like just getting Will Fork and Warren back will make a big change on that, or just kind of how important would it be to get those two guys back?
As I said earlier, we haven't really set up anything for Baltimore yet, but whatever we have, we'll try to do the best we can to be competitive against the Ravens. They have an excellent running attack. They have two real good backs, a good offensive line, and you know, a good complementary passing game to go with it. So you have a lot to defend there with their offense and their scheme and their players. So, you know, we'll work hard on that this week. Certainly stopping the run will be a priority against the Ravens, but as I said, we'll have other things to defend too. And so the players that we have to do that will, you know, we'll all need to do a good job.
Bill, you rested a few regulars in the backfield and so forth. How difficult is the decision, you know, resting Falk, Maroney, and just kind of deciding on who not to use, who to use, how much time in a game like that? How much thought goes into that?
Well, the players that were at the game yesterday, you know, we played all of them. We got them different. They were in there in different situations and different, you know, playing time opportunities. And so we, you know, did that about the way that we wanted to do it. So I think everybody got an opportunity to do some things in the game. Hopefully those experiences will be beneficial for them down the road.
Bill, related to that, the Ravens throw a good amount of screen passes. You guys have been very good against the screen. Can you talk about the challenge of defending that play, particularly with guys like Ray Rice and McGahee that can run?
Oh, you know, screens are complementary plays to the passing game, and they're designed to take the edge off the pass rush. So it depends on what defense are in and what type of screen they run. But you know, the principle of the play is to separate the defense, to have some guys rushing the passer and have other guys in coverage, and, you know, to throw the ball in that in-between area with some blockers ahead of them. So whatever your system is, you have to have a way to deal with that, and it's very challenging with backs like Rice and McGahee and Klein and guys like that. You know, they get them the ball in space with a couple blockers ahead of them, and you could be looking at a lot of yardage. So those are always, you know, dangerous plays and you know, plays that you've got to work hard on to both recognize and then you know, play correctly within the context of the defense, because they're really true team plays. Everybody's involved in those. It's not just one guy that can stop the screen. You got to have a coordinated defense against that. So they do a good job, and it'll definitely be a challenge.
All right, then. Thank you, Coach.
All right.